Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Enter the Amazon. Jesus Christ!
Guys, I think we've been punished for all the sex jokes we made last week. Severely. Severely punished.
You guys were being too funny during a very serious episode.
So we cranked the gore up!
Death!
You guys were
by ex.
I was praised.
Oh my God!
Fuck!
There's a reason I like thighs.
It's like, what if...
Yeah, but they don't get killed so violently.
It's like...
No, but you get to see nice x-rays of hearts getting exploded or turning into fire.
Which is fine, because that's abstract.
So today we're talking about episode V, Vanishing Wings. And, oh, things vanished, all right?
More like vanishing people.
A lot of things vanished and a lot more things appeared.
So, yeah, Chihiro, like, went fucking batshit crazy and, like, slaughtered a lot of people. All because he didn't want to be locked away from, and, you know,
he wasn't
be away
really
from you.
Behold the power of a horny teenager who wants nothing more than a fuck doll!
That's kind of the same as being locked away.
I mean,
all for
cyber
sex.
Ooh, that's accurate.
No, what's funny is, like, Jin's like, yeah, so, like, it starts with, like, Jin talking to him. He's like, oh, Chihiro, I'm here to kill you. Where's your mother?
I'm here to kill you. By the way, where's your man?
And then, like...
I don't know.
Chihiro, I'm your father. You must die.
You must die.
You must die.
Yeah, so,
are you
like...
staying for dinner?
The 4C or whatever calls the team back in because it's like, hey, we gotta figure out.
Jin's here. Fucking bail!
Not that, it's just, oh, Chihiro's in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah.
Deep, 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 deep trouble.
So, like, you see them, like, scrambling to the van, and then, like, Chihiro, they're like, come on, Chihiro, let's go! And you just see him kind of just go, like, and, like, trying to catch up to the van.
Don't leave without me!
I'd like to think that there's a blooper where he just trips.
Yeah. And apparently, Jin can't hear much anymore either, because he completely doesn't notice Chihiro running away.
No, I think he did. He just... because it's just like... guys? Still there?
Hello?
Why is no one saying anything? Who left those bricks there?
I'd like to get down now.
Hello? No,
this
no.
is Camel Horse.
Hello? Anybody?
Guys?
I'd like to think.
Guys?
I'd like to think that there's just someone who's really quiet that just keeps putting stuff in front of them to make them trip.
Well, no. What's interesting is we got to actually see like Jen's like perspective. So like we saw how
he
kind of sees.
That was weird.
So he can see. It's just like it's very like kind of like woozy and like blurry.
You know what it is? It's not that different from Eve's vision.
Yeah.
Except it looks like there's, like, less delay.
Yeah. So yeah, then it cuts to, like, Tachibana just, like, scolding the fuck out of Chihiro, just being like, oh, so you're hiding shit from us? I'm like, no, he wasn't hiding anything, you just didn't ask him.
That scene was the best in the whole episode.
The
faces he was making.
Yeah. So like our thumbnail.
Jin is your father?
Yes. Yeah, he's just like, he looked like he was trying to take a shit. He's just like, he just shit himself.
That's our thumbnail.
I shit myself, I'm so angry.
Alright, no, just, he cracked his voice. And when he turned around, he was about to giggle. He's like, nope.
He emoted more in this episode than the whole season.
The whole series.
I don't know. Yeah. He's pretty active season one.
And then, like, he's just, like, yeah, yelling at Chihiro, just being like, oh, you ate your mother, didn't you? You did it, didn't you?
You liar! You ate her like a Thanksgiving turkey! Woo! Woo! That's a liar, liar quote,
yeah,
I changed.
No, it is. No, and he's just like, yeah, you've been, like, that's why you've been having this need to, this feeling to eat people. Hell, you're thinking about it right now! And he's just like, no!
You're thinking about it right now!
What? No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No!
You're lying.
Well, and I'm just thinking, well, yeah, because you won't shut the fuck up about it.
It's just like, I ate pieces of humans like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of humans for breakfast?
No.
No!
Just like, you're thinking about it right now! Yes, that's how the fucking power of suggestion and hypnosis work, you fucking jackass.
Yeah, now he's thinking about it.
I am now.
So, Tachibana decides, fuck it, you're too valuable to kill. I'm just gonna lock you away in suspended animation until I decide what to do with you.
We're gonna straight up Winter Soldier your ass.
Yeah.
That even looked, the thing they put him in even looked like the thing that the Winter Soldier was kept in.
Yeah.
It looked like a bad porta potty.
Yeah.
Porta potty. Yeah, so, like, they go to, like, they're going to, like, lock him away or whatever like that, and then, like, he goes up to you and he's just like, oh, we're having fun. Oh, yeah, but before that, they're, like, in the van, and, like, Chihiro looks over Nox and he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Coincidence, like.
I was hanging out with you. She said she wanted to go somewhere fun. I sucked his dick.
Yeah, sucked his dick. He put his dick through my eye hole.
It was kind of weird.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Come on! A summer adventure? Summer loving. Happened so fast.
Man, talk about boy, a new meaning to cute skull as can be.
Caw, caw. I'm an Amazon.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Did you have
Okay. Can I just say how creepy yet entertaining it was to see Jin just fucking bury his face in Nanaha's clothes? God, I wish I could do that to her again.
Did you motorboat her? You motorboat her, didn't you? You motorboat, son of a bitch. You sailor, you.
What the fuck is that from?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, okay. One of
the best comedies I've ever seen in my life.
Or whose line is it anyways? The Wonder.
And then Jin, like, sniffs this really weird painting of, like, angelic Bobby Hill or Peter Griffin.
Well, what probably where'd you know? Probably Chihiro. What inspired Chihiro's name.
No, yeah, it absolutely was. But, like, when he was looking at it through, like, his blurred vision, I'm like, that's either Peter Griffin or Bobby Hill.
No,
I'm okay, Dan.
I was expecting, like, one of those, like, scenes that's, like, in a movie when, like, you know, like, in Jumanji? Or just like, you know, Rob Williams goes to the factory and there's just an old guy and it's like, oh, do you know where they are? Oh, I haven't been around a long time. Some say she got eaten. Some say she just disappeared without a trace.
No, if Jin's hand was covered in blood and he wipes it across the painting, it would have been like, Simba.
I'm an angel. We like making Disney jokes on Cast Ranger, yeah. As you noticed.
Because Disney jokes are the best jokes.
They are.
You know what else was funny when they were lifting Chihiro up into a cell? How Kano straight up hails Hydra.
Hey, don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
No.
No, he's a shocker grunt.
No, man, he's trying to transform into Ultraman Jack.
Okay.
He doesn't say anything. He just raises his hand.
Oh, that sucks.
Hunger Games.
I noticed when they went into that, like, forbidden area during the episode.
Yep.
I noticed the sign had in English written above it, it's restricted about private land.
About private land. Private land. Private land.
Pirate land.
Everyone loves private land.
No. So yeah, then they put Iyu in the box, and you just see him, he's not too happy, and then something happens, and he kind of goes into his wild form,
Before that, we were talking about, like, how he left her, and, like, he put up the little photos, and just, like, as he gets lifted up, she's like, Iyu, I need you, and Iyu's just like, I'll never forget you, memory deleted.
Yeah.
And Nagase's just looking at the picture. Ears.
Why does Chihiro have exaggerated animu eyes?
Oh my god.
But yeah, then like he goes wild Neo and just chaos ensues.
He becomes fucking Carnage.
Yeah, like he like spreads like these like tendrils. And just grabs people, ripping them apart,
and
fingers are getting chopped off in half.
He's got like six arms.
Yeah, and he's like...
He legit turns into the Thing from John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, this is literally the Thing, and me and Gar just like... And like, what's awesome is like, all these people are dying, and then Kurosaki just comes in with like a hand grenade, and we're just like, oh, fuck you too! And just...
Because that was like Kurt Russell's famous line at the end of the movie
for killing the Thing.
Like the Thing roars at him. He's like, "Yeah, fuck you too."
throws a grenade.
But that doesn't happen before he manages to kill both Kano by literally ripping him in half.
No, but we don't even see that. Like, no! Before that, he's, like, getting lifted up, and then he's, like, struggling to take a picture. I must tweet this!
This will get me all the views on YouTube.
Snapchat story.
I would have loved if he just, like, turned around and just was taking a selfie, just like, last day on Earth, guys!
Signing out. Peace, like, and subscribe.
And then, yeah.
Support
he, like,
my Patreon.
He contacts freaking director lady, who we get to see.
So.
And just, he's like, yeah, saying the information. This is my last thing I need to do. Also, my sign of resignation just zooms out to him in half.
It doesn't zoom out. It cuts
to him being
in
half.
It just abruptly cuts to
him. Oh, it cuts?
Yeah, it cuts.
Without legs.
Oh, no, he's Darth Maul.
It cuts to him in half. Fuck off. God damn it! God damn it! And me and Guard each year all just like, no!
Yeah, at the exact same time, we were all just like, oh!
And I was like, no, my favorite! And then Tachibana decides, what's going on in here? Oh, Chihiro's the...
Tachibana literally got bent.
Yeah.
Get bent.
You could say his body was broken. It's breaking apart.
He broke his body.
Oh, that's a Blade joke. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I guess you could say he got too greedy.
So then, like, Nagase is outside of the building because, like, you know, he's like, oh, let me join a team. And he's like, no, get the fuck out of here.
In his knockoff Beatbuster cosplay.
So we're just, like, we're, like, watching him, like, outside, like, when, like, all this shit's happening. And it's like, well, it's a good thing he was outside. And he's running inside.
And he's going inside, you bloody fool.
You stupid
How
idiot.
Is it Nagase is the one to survive this massive
I know.
Furnace?
Since episode one, we were like, he's going to die. He's gonna die next episode. And
everyone, this
Poe
is
just listening to us and giving us the exact opposite of what we want. Because last week I said I'd be extremely upset if Chihiro managed to kill anyone important. Proceeds to kill everyone important.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, did he?
Except for all the season one guys.
Yay! Yeah. And we just like proceed to go season one.
There was, like, this weird cloak.
Well, two of the season one guys died, technically.
Yeah.
But they weren't really that important.
Also, Shido got fucked up some bad. Like,
by this, like, invisible jellyfish Amazon thing.
I want to call it.
That's apparently, like, so important that Mamoru, like, had to protect it no matter what.
And did a piss poor job.
Because, like... Mizaki did
Mizuki,
and did, like, the smart thing and just used the high-pressure round.
Finally, we get to see what that looks like.
It's cool.
You know what it is? You know what? Fuck Amazons. Fuck Mamoru. And fuck all of you. Boosh.
No, but what's cool is the Amazons, like, pushed Mamoru out of the way, and they're like, no, get out of here. You need to survive.
I just love that it actually only hit the wasp one, but then it spread like its own virus to the other ones, and then just for style points, exploded the one inside the house.
Yeah, and blew up the entire fucking building.
Oh, no, you won't have made it. Just Mizuki gets up. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
It just walks up. And I'm just like, if it got the one in the house, how the fuck far away must Momo have had to go to get out of that range?
I don't know. Haruto, like,
just
off
screen, like every good writer.
So then we go to the 4C, back to the 4C building where Chihiro, like, goes back to normal and he realizes, oh fuck, I did all of this, and literally runs
out. Why do I have like 30 different colors of blood on my hands?
And then just runs out, and then where I just go, I didn't mean it.
You had a bad day.
Take it one, Dan.
You killed 30 people just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You never really know.
That's life as Amazon Neo.
There we go.
And we said we couldn't make jokes.
And just fucking Chihiro crying while riding his bike is hilarious.
Yeah, just, like, I'm thinking of, like, the giraffe from Robot Chicken, where it's just, like, through the depression stage of being like,
oh, yeah.
Like, Chihiro just goes up to EU.
Tale as old as time, Zombie and the Beast.
Ooh.
Like, Chihiro just goes up to EU. I did this because I loved you.
No. Doing the intervention cry.
So Kurosaki finally does a fucking smart thing and reprograms Eiyu.
By just...
Finally.
Just by turning her around, being like, yo!
Yeah, I like how it's like, literally, as this scene happens, it's like, Eiyu, attack Chihiro. And I just went, Chihiro is not Chihiro, not the kind we hunt. And then she said it, I'm like, yes!
You know what? I actually really enjoyed how that whole subplot paid off. Just the fact that the whole thing is like, yeah, you don't have to hunt Chihiro.
Yeah, this is what I...
No, you have to hunt Chihiro!
This is what I thought Chihiro sounded like while he was fucking upset.
He sounds like Seth Green?
Yeah. Sounds like me on an average work day.
Yeah, it does. Or, like, you the other night.
Mommy! It's me while I was getting my ass kicked by Shadow Shido last night.
Yep.
Yeah, it scared me.
Calling out for his mommy in the background. You ate her.
So when we saw the multiple arms, I was like, oh, okay, so it wasn't that they, like, turned into an Amazon. It's just...
That was Chihiro's
wild form, and they just shot him a bunch to, like, weaken him, so...
But apparently, you know, Chihiro's Amazon form comes with a built-in smoke...
Smoke machine.
Because we didn't see... Like, we didn't actually see all of him.
But what we did see...
was scary. Awesome.
I was about to say, can we just say Neo's wild form... fucking badass.
I was expecting a xenomorph to come out of his mouth like
to which I asked Ichi, I'm like, so is Chihiro still a shitty pro tag?
Yes, he's still a shitty pro tag. He's just an amazing monster.
Amazing monster and broken as fuck.
Wait a minute. That's it. To quote another Vegeta line, he's so dumb but so goddamn cool.
Oh my god, he's so goddamn
cool. Oh god. God, I just thought about something.
Oh?
We made the parallel that Chihiro's a xenomorph. In the other place, there was an invisible monster with long, weird, tentacle-like braid thing.
Fuck! It's a predator!
And now it's a deaditor.
Funny thing.
Maybe.
I'm gonna tell you one! Chihiro!
Yeah. Funny thing.
The alien won this time, bitch!
Doug Walker just reviewed Alien vs. Predator. Da-da-da. This video has now become outdated.
I own Alien vs. Predator. It's a good movie. Go see it.
Chihiro versus anyone. He wins.
Chihiro wins.
No, fatality. And what's cool is,
Chihiro
like...
Chihiro for Mortal Kombat.
What did Kurosaki call him? Like...
Freak.
Like the point. Oh yeah, he called him the point of origin. So yeah. It's like, yeah, we must hunt the point of origin. He's escaped.
That's what they've been calling him the whole episode since they found out that he's the source of the lysogenic cells.
Yep.
There was a scene with Haruka.
Oh yeah, and
Haruka.
Haruka
getting off his bike, going to the car behind him.
Oh yeah, and Haruka transformed into Omega. That was cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Eh. Exactly.
He's too robotic for me. Sorry.
No, I don't. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I remember what our joke was like when Shido's team pulls over and Haruka comes up to them after getting off his bike, and I'm just like, Haruka says to them, "You know why I pulled you over, right?"
Shido's just like, "Do you have a
license and registration?"
Just goes up to Shido. Do you have a reason for driving this vehicle? I'm just kidding. How's it going, Shido?
I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle.
That was caught speeding!
I span, I pulled too close, I changed lanes without a signal, you changed lanes of running a red light through an intersection which you're running on and it's speeding! that's like almost all of it.
Ichi knows that like entire movie left and right.
I fucked that up real bad, but that's pretty close to what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Kick my ass! Do you mind?
Oh my god. Just to make the joke go on more. Like before they get to drive off. Excuse me. Have you seen this boy?
This is Jin. Transforms
Jin
into Alpha.
The photo of Chihiro.
Transforms into Alpha, just like walking straight towards them.
No. That's driving along. You see Jin? Is that Jin? Yeah. Floored a bit. Oh my god, did we just hit him? Just keep going.
Outrun him, Shino! I can't! It's a Geo!
Hey, who wants to go through the cactus field? Yeah! No. Oh, two against one.
And, of course, the episode ends with Jin, like, just, like, grasping his belt tightly and going, no, I'm gonna take care of Chihiro, it's my responsibility, because, of course it is, because, you know, he made the Amazon, so he thought it was his responsibility to destroy them. Now he feels he's responsible for he has to destroy his own son.
Which, I mean, so is not wrong.
Something else he created.
So he's the main protagonist in Kill Bill. Everything happened because of him, so he must kill everyone.
Yep.
I have to kill Bill. Spoilers, she did kill Bill.
I mean, God, I hope so.
I mean, it's in the title.
That's such a satisfying ending, though.
It is.
Anyway, so next week is all about hunting down Neo, and the name of the episode is not What? Like Noble was hoping.
What?
What? They speak English and what?
No, it's,
No, they speak Japanese.
No, it's, Way to Nowhere.
No, it's just Jontron. What?
What's that?
And what then the after fuck? This, it's episode Xylophone.
It's gonna be Extreme Killing or something.
Episode W, writer's check.
Yeah, I fucked that up. I know I did.
Just the episode's so half-assed. How could this episode be so bad? Look at the title. Writer's check. Oh, yeah, that explains it.
But yeah,
for their check.
This was a pretty good episode, and like, it's funny how like me and Gar like were watching the episode before like the whole slaughter happened. We were just saying like, "Fuck, no one's died.
Yeah, it's like, no one's died yet."
And then the episode was like, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah, here you go."
No, just. Okay. I can't crack my fingers right now. But basically, oh yeah.
Damn.
There you go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm glad I can do that whenever the fuck I want.
And now I'm just like, I don't even want to watch this, like, once a week. I just want to binge watch the last four.
Well, spoilers, we're probably going to do the same thing we did in the finale of season one, where we're just going to talk about the last two episodes, because fuck it.
Yeah, but this time we actually have to wait, you know,
next week we'll do another one, and then we'll group up the last two, because it's X and then YZ. Or no, next week is W, so
yeah.
We have to wait 2 weeks, and then we wait 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
W.
Alphabet! Dun-dun-dun!
XYZ Dragon!
And then there's going to be a season three, be like, are they just going to redo the alphabet? Yep.
Mom,
no,
who gets
episode, episode one.
Season three, episode one. Again? Seriously?
No, just season three, episode one is just labeled one.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. They did the alphabet, now they're doing...
No, I'll just be like, one Amazon. Episode two something.
Two Amazons.
So three Amazons!
What are you guys? Like, the Mario Brothers, like, talking to Yoshi? I have an apple. Two apples? Three apples?
No, it's a joke about the count from Sesame Street.
Caramel apples? Apple juice? Apple pie? Apple MacBook? Apple Martin?
I don't get it.
Apple Martini?
Anyways, so yeah, that was a really awesome episode. Lots of death, and I'm actually happy. I'm really happy that Kurosaki survived because, like,
as much of a
douchebag as he is, like, he's cool. Like, I like him.
He's cool, Osaki.
And yeah, Glasses Dude wasn't there, so
Futamori.
Yeah, Futamori.
I
just love how
he was. He got hit.
He also apparently misses being a horny teenager.
Yeah, I just love how he was like. You guys are all surprised to find this information out. I'm trying to forget it. Fuck this.
I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I just wanted to get laid.
Yeah,
the Fudo guy got, like, shot in the arm or something when Neo was deflecting the bullets.
It just would have been funny if, like, all the slaughterings happened. We just cut to Funamori just, like, getting his massage. Just be like,
Oh, God, yeah,
so
that
good.
Would
lower,
perfect.
Lower.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Please.
The juxtaposition would have been beautiful.
Oh, man. Comes back. Or hey, what happened? Ooh.
Oh,
even better. He's just sitting in the corner, like, on Facebook, and he looks up. Oh. I'm just gonna go back to what I'm doing.
Status dead. Status dead.
Just walk into the room. Do 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 do.
And I'll come back.
No, it's just perfect
day to clock out.
No, it's just the scene. It's just the scene from that episode of Simpsons where just like, friggin' grandpa goes into the burlesque house or whatever and just like sees Bart and immediately turns around, walks back out.
Yep, that's the perfect gift for that.
No, even better. He sees all the dead bodies and he just goes, "Now's my chance," and gets lasered to get carried out, so he's considered not part of the team anymore.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Hmm? New Omega's debut.
Oh, yeah, we briefly mentioned that. That was cool. Yeah.
I also like when Mamo transformed, his like hair blew up, and I'm like, what the fuck? Is he like Tensai Gamer Mamo now?
No, Tensai Gamer Mamo!
He's going Super Saiyan.
I like that the belt went like New Omega, so yeah. I was like, oh.
It just new knows. Gimmick!
No. That is the name of this episode.
Okay.
New gimmick.
Useless gimmick. Hey, it's true.
That's it.
That was a great episode.
Are you sure we can't go on for another hour?
R.I.P. Kano.
No.
Rest in peace,
Kano. We will miss you being super good at, you know, standing perfectly still and just wide-eyed staring at people.
Who knew you'd end up like Jazz from the first Transformers movie? You want a piece of me?
No.
I want two. And, like, Megatron ripped Jazz in half.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, aw, Jazz.
Yeah, this for all of you wondering, this episode was a bloody good time.
And Noble, what Transformer were you transforming?
Get out! Huh?
What Transformer were you transforming?
I wasn't doing any today, I was being good.
Oh.
I was being good.
You bastard.
Oh my god, you killed Kenny! You!
But I was gonna use Shockwave.
I don't think we recorded when you explained, so maybe tell people what you're talking about.
More or less, when we record the episodes, I fidget with stuff, and for the past couple weeks now, couple months now, I've just been transforming a Transformer back and forth the entire time.
You should get the Masterpiece Megatron. I heard that's a fucking pain in the ass to transform.
I'm good. Brand new Megatron. That's easier to transform.
Said every Transformers owner ever. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm safe.
So you can follow us on like our Facebook page, go follow us on castranger.poppy.com.
Lane, this is why you need to episodes,
follow us on Twitter. Follow our Instagram account that Gar opened up. So he's going to give us all the info to all of us so we can put our own pictures up.
What's the cast? Is it just Cast Ranger?
I believe so.
I believe so.
You'd like to know, wouldn't you?
I'm surprised you guys don't have a Snapchat yet.
God, fucking stab me in the face.
Oh, we need to make a Cast Ranger Snapchat! For what?! Because Snapchat's the thing everyone's into.
For all the Power Ranger filters.
Snapchat's been a thing forever, man!
That's why I'm saying still!
Yeah!
You know, for all the Power Ranger filters when the next movie comes out.
Yeah!
Here is the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger Instagram.
Jesus Christ, he's like put it all in one... Couldn't he just call it Cast Ranger?
Couldn't he just put Cast Ranger? You had to put Radio Sentai Cast Ranger?
Yes.
Christ,
God, this is why I organize shit.
Well, I'll give you the password so that
I don't want it! I don't want Instagram!
Bye, everybody!
Make you happy, Lane, I did just transform my Shockwave figure.
Good job.
That one I technically did in one recording.
Also Patreon.
Yeah, also
Patreon. Yeah, give us money. To help you.
You're not supposed to say it like that.
Eh, no shame. Bye.
All right, Odie. This is how you get the most candy. Gimme.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.